Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. It was an arduous road to Election Day 2020, and America awaits news of the results in swing states. Meanwhile, election lawyers are preparing their court cases, and hospital capacity groans under the weight of new COVID-19 cases. It is a lot to process in America. Kevin Wooster joins us today to talk about the collective anguish of an American election. Hey, Kevin, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Hey, always good to be back, Lori. As you know, I process by running away and hiding somewhere, or often things get too bad.
But it's not that you run away and hide. It's where you run away and hide that I think is the real solution, which is outside in South Dakota often.
Yeah. But I had to be careful this year because, you know, some of us are superstitious animals, and I went hunting. I went hunting on Election Day in 2016, presuming that I would ride back from my present hunt in central South Dakota with friends, listening to the results come in, and celebrating the election of the first woman president of the United States, which I thought would be a really cool way to spend it. And, of course, by the time I got home, I was so desperately depressed and anxious that I just wanted to go right to bed. I did stand up with my wife in the kitchen and watch the results come in, until we both got so depressed we had to go to bed. So I was hesitant to hunt, which was one of my escape mechanisms this year, and didn't on the third, out of superstition. Also, it was about 79 degrees, and I didn't want to take my dog out when it was that hot. But yeah. I could have figured a way to do that if I hadn't been so nervous about repeating 2016.
So what did you do instead?
Well, I went and paid my slightly delinquent property taxes and masked up and did that. I took my boat over to get it winterized and brought it back. I otherwise stayed away, completely away from cable TV, completely away from the internet, and I haven't done much at all on social media on this election, leading up to it or since. I haven't done anything since. Again, kind of out of superstition, kind of out of, I don't know, just you know, we all deal with these things the way we deal with them, and then mine on that day on the third, which was my birthday, you know. So there was some of that stuff going on too. I did some other things, and then that evening came home. Mary cooked me a nice dinner, and I was going to sit down this year then, after things had settled down, and you know, we had a pretty clear idea that Joe Biden was going to win. And I was about halfway through my Beyond Burger, and I realized it was a lot of similarity here, and I got so nauseous I thought I was going to throw up. So I went immediately to Netflix and to the Snowden movie because I hadn't seen that yet.
I'm not sure that's the best choice to escape from American politics is to study Edward Snowden.
may not have been wise, but we had been, you know, I didn't want to go to West Wing, and we'd been watching Designated Survivor. I didn't want to go to that. So
I thought it was pretty interesting as I scrolled through, you know, of course I was working, and so I think I wore out the refresh button on the Secretary of State's website looking at those, you know, statehouse races. But, you know, if I did scroll through on my phone at all, how many times an article popped up that was like, why are Americans losing their hair? Or what's the cost of chronic stress on your you know, for every side, no matter who, I mean, this, if you're a Trump supporter, if you're a Biden supporter, if you just want everything to settle down and be over, if you're disgusted with the whole process, it's just dragging on and on. And that is taking a toll on people physically in ways that are surprising, because there is just a chronic sense of stress and anxiety and uncertainty in so many ways. It's hard to get a handle on it for a lot of people.
Oh my gosh. I went to a dermatologist this morning, and as I left, the woman who checked us in was on a little laptop, and I'm sure she had other things that she was doing business-wise, but I went by, she was checking to see how the counting was going. And you know, yesterday I thought, okay, I'm going to go fishing and then hunting. Again, 79 degrees, and I'll let it cool off later in the day for the dog, but I'll fish during the day. That'll be a nice combination. And when I come back, I can have supper, and I'll see that Joe Biden has won. And I would check in from spots with friends, and they say, it's fine, it's going, everything's fine, looks right. And then when I got home, Arizona was in play. And I'm like, wait a minute, I thought Arizona was settled. And so the evening, well, I finished Snowden, is what I can tell you, and then checked in later on when things looked, I think I could relax a little bit, maybe, but yeah. I'm not sure still.
There was an interesting book that came out after the 2016 election that we hosted the author, whose name is, of course, going to slip out of my head right as I say it. But it was called The Trouble with Reality, and she's the host of On the Media, NPR's podcast show On the Media. And she talked in that book, a really slim, you know, book of the moment, about how many liberals, how many Democrats, how many people who just thought someone like Donald Trump could never be elected really were so surprised that reality works in the way that it does. And I think I saw that with some other, you know, leadership, you know, that some of those polls told us the truth about what was coming, and some people just didn't want to see it because once again they felt, well, you know, if one, I guess my point is, if you feel you are morally right, and if you feel that everyone, if they would just open their eyes, would see the world like I see the world, then whatever happens that doesn't validate that worldview is a shock to you.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think with me, you know, I like both of the Bushes in one way or another. I didn't particularly care for Bill Clinton. Didn't vote for him. I think he was a good president. As it turned out, he was a lousy man in his private life, but, really quite a good president. And I've found something to respect. Reagan, you know, Bush, Carter, you know, along the line, Obama, I came to really admire him. And I'm still looking for something with this president. And I want to like my presidents. And so I've just struggled with this. And the idea of four more years just seemed overwhelming to me. And that's part of why I've struggled with this election like none I've struggled with since McGovern lost so overwhelmingly in 72, which is, you know, was the hardest election for me in my life because I had so much personally invested in it emotionally. And you do, you want people, you want to reach out and say, what are you not seeing that I'm seeing? And it does, it adds to hair loss and upset stomachs.
Most Trump supporters I have talked to, the number one thing they are telling me is that they appreciate he is not like other politicians, and he is willing to get things done, even if there's a little damage in the China shop when it happens. Yeah. And they admire that. They don't like the pace of change in America. They want it to move faster, and they're willing to break some dishes to make that happen. Not saying I agree or disagree with that, but that seems to be one of the top things that people say. Is he is still not like the others.
Yeah, no, and I don't like that. I like the fact that the others tried to be presidential. I like the fact that the others, whatever their political beliefs, tried to work in the system to make the system work for us, not to try and destroy it. I don't like the fact that he's such a crude, obnoxious, mean-spirited human being. And I understand if you like what he's done with judges and with regulations and with taxes. I understand that. Fine. Hold your nose and vote for that. But don't tell me he's not a horrible person. He is. Mm-hmm. And he stands out in that regard. He may go down in president history as a decent president when he looks at what he's done. I don't know. But he's not going to go down as a nice guy, and he's not going to go down as a good person.
How do people recover at this point from even, you know, if you get the election result that you want? We've got about 30 seconds left, but more hunting, more fishing, if more escape.
Well, I think try not to hate people you disagree with, some of them in your own family or your own friend group. I think Joe Biden, if he wins, has the potential to unify us a little bit, where Donald Trump plays on division. I hope Joe Biden would keep that word if he wins to work to unite us, because it's going to be darn hard. It really is.
SDPB's Kevin Wooster, as we continue to wait for some of those swing states to finish their vote counts, it does take time. There are millions of absentee votes, so the process is working and the process is ongoing, and the rest of us just have to wait and see what happens. Kevin, thanks for being here.
My pleasure.